Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. I've always taught you that there is local, spiritual, African technology. If you don't understand it and you behave like an European, you will suffer. There is local, spiritual, African, devilish technology. You know, there are some testimonies you share outside Africa. It looks strange. Okay, you have practiced enough. You have the certificate. You have done everything you wanted to do. Then when it comes to promotion, a day before the promotion, you have a kind of dream. And immediately you have that dream. All your plans, it doesn't matter who you know, your plans, your qualification will be disrupted. I've taught this in the past. I don't want to be distracted. I just want to remind you, there is local, spiritual, devilish African technology that can spiritually abort destinies. Don't be too learned and educated to understand it. Don't give mental meaning, reasoning to physical things and to spiritual things. There is the metaphysical, there is the physical. You can't use the physical to explain the spiritual. As long as you are a black man, wherever you go, remember there is a local, spiritual, wicked African technology. Do you understand that? And that's why God has raised ministries, made anointing available to break such yokes in our lives. Were you here on a Wednesday? Was it on a Friday that Brawade came to lead and I took over from him? I didn't plan to read about dreams. I just came and I was seated and God was telling me it's time to break some yoke. So I came up and I started taking dreams and I took trigger dreams. Can anybody remember? Trigger. Dreams that trigger evil. Dreams that trigger evil. As I was about ending that dream, I said, you might be married to somebody that has such dream and it has stagnated your family. And I started making decrees and God broke the yoke. You need to understand your environment and work accordingly. It is because of that that He made the supernatural available for us. It is because of a negative, evil supernatural that God made the light supernatural available for us so that we can have victory over the forces of darkness. You are supernatural. Don't forget that. Can we still remember that? Okay. Now, when we have been made supernatural and we have given our life to Christ, He enlists us into His army. 2 Timothy 2. We take verse 1 to 4. 2 Timothy 2 from verse 1 to 4. Can we go quickly? You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Verse 3. Now move to New King James. Verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life.
that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Move to chapter 4. Let's take verse 5 to 8. Chapter 4, verse 5 to 8. But you be watchful in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now it is prepared for me. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and to not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Please listen to me this morning. In 2 Corinthians 2, if you read down, I stop at verse 4. If you read down to verse 6, you discover three things, three metaphors used for the believer. Number one, a soldier. Number two, an athlete. Number three, a farmer. But I want to concentrate on a soldier this morning. I started at the first service and I want to continue now. When you give your life to Christ, you were bought with a price. And God, Christ, enlists you in the military of heaven. Once you give your life to Christ, Jesus enlists you in the armies of heaven. Remember, this army, Jesus is the commander-in-chief. He was the one that had victory on the cross. He was the one whom the grave could not hold. He was the one that has the keys to death and the keys to hell. He has dominion over the devil. He has his own army and he enlists you into the army. Remember, this army is a special force and is a special army. It's an army in which victory was obtained before you were enlisted. So, you are not coming to fight for victory. You are coming to fight from the position of victory. You are an army where you know the end before the beginning, as long as you war according to instruction. So this army and set of soldiers are people that enforce the victory that has already been obtained by Jesus. So if the victory already obtained by Jesus includes healing over sicknesses, and the devil, being the deviant he is, comes and brings sickness and illness, we can come as soldiers, as law enforcing agents, and say, our master caught victory on the cross of Calvary, and he purchased a healing for us. And we come and we speak to that issue, and we ask it to move as soldiers. What a wonderful set of soldiers. Victory obtained. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory. And therefore, to be able to walk in this army very well, correctly, according to the will of God, we need to follow instructions. And there are various instructions in the word of God concerning what a good soldier is. In the first service, we look at three. Number one, we look at the fact that a good soldier is a property of a king. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. We look at the fact that a good soldier endures hardship. Hardship, suffering is part of a lifestyle of a good soldier. When you see a soldier, we know perils in cold, in heat, they are there, moving on, doing the work, bringing victory. A good soldier endures hardship. And we read from 2 Corinthians 11, looking at the hardship that Paul went through and how he endured and came with the victory. And the gospel enlarged and expanded in Asia and in Europe by the work of Paul. A good soldier endures hardship. And the first service also, we look at the fact that a good soldier fights the real enemy, not the imaginary enemy. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is the imaginary enemy.
The real enemy is against spiritualities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. The real enemy is not your neighbor.
It's just an imaginary one. The real enemy is your flesh.
The real enemy is the system of the world.
The real enemy is the devil.
We need to know these things to be good soldiers.
Can we go forward? A good soldier does not desert the mission. At the first service, we explain what the mission is. The mission is to take the gospel to all the world. Matthew 10, 7 to 8. The mission is stated there. As you go, preach, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. That is our mission. And we don't desert the mission. We don't run away from the mission. 2 Corinthians 10, 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. If I'm still right. 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. Can we read together? Put it on the screen. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. Christians, Abby, I can't see you.
So Demas, loving the world more than the faith, loving the world more than Christ, at a time deserted Paul.
A good soldier does not desert the army. A good soldier does not put up disappearing acts. You know, you wake up one day and say, I want to prove if they love me in that church. So I will make sure I don't go to church for 3 weeks. I will switch off my phone. I will block people that have my number in church.
Let me see if they will come and visit me at home. A good soldier does not say, I want to test my colleagues whether they love me. The matter of love is settled by the fact that they are soldiers together. He does not disappear.
A good soldier is not thinking, let me see if anybody will come. Let me see what anybody will say. A good soldier does not disappear without taking permission.
It is called absent without leave. And ask anyone in the military or paramilitary, they will tell you the consequences of that action. In fact, if you desert during the war, you are liable. It's an offense tantamount to treason and murder. And it is a capital punishment offense. A good soldier does not desert the army. Listen, our challenge in this generation and time is the fact that we have refused to know that the Bible calls us soldiers and we are no longer of our own.
We can't just disappear. We can't just take decisions without hearing from God.
We can't just decide to test everybody by disappearing. Remember, the Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 20, verse 62, he that puts his hand in the plow and looks back is not worthy of a kingdom of God. Always remember Lord's wife.
A good soldier does not turn back. Who will get them?
See, if you read Ephesians 6 and read from verse 12,
where the weapons of our warfare were given, the way we should dress for battle,
you will discover that there is nothing for the back. There is a helmet of salvation. There is breastplate of righteousness. There is the belt of truth. There is a shoe of the gospel. There is nothing for the back. There is a shield of faith. There is a sword of the spirit. There is nothing for the back.
If you turn back,
you have given yourself a death sentence. Go and check it.
You ask any military man in church. You can just wake up and say, I'm going to Ibadan without taking order from the commanding officer. And many of you take your journey out of Christianity, out of a faith.
Because little things happen to you. forgetting that as a good soldier, you must endure hardship. Who was this thing? Who gave us this kind of gospel? Where you don't suffer anything. Where you don't go through any difficulty. Forgetting that the world is a funny world. And naturally, evil things happen in the world. And naturally, we overcome evil things also. Because we are soldiers. You are a soldier. Don't disappear. It is a war. It is a criminal offense. Sometimes it carries a capital punishment. You are a good soldier. There is no protection for your back. Don't turn back. It is dangerous. A good soldier does not desert the army. Please, don't do it. He does not turn back. He does not quit. He does not run away. He can rest. He can go and recharge. He can recoup. He can retreat somewhere to revitalize himself. But he does not run away from the army. And when he is doing that, the commanding officer and his colleagues in the army, they know he has gone on a retreat to revitalize. It is not that he has disappeared. Please, don't disappear unreasonably from the armies of the living God. It can be catastrophic. A good soldier will never consider that. A good soldier is faithful and he is a finisher. Don't desert the army of a living God. Please help me tell somebody, don't go on a wall. Tell somebody, don't go on a wall. What is a wall? Absent, without. Tell somebody, don't desert the army. Tell somebody, don't disappear. Do you understand what you are saying? A good soldier will not do that. 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul, before he died, said these things. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Can we all read it together as a church? One, two, go. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Number three. I wish at the end of our days, all of us as good soldiers will be able to say this. So on your deathbed, after you have called your family together, maybe 84, 90, 120 in good health, call them together like we are learning Genesis 49 in our midweek services. And I say, I have done this. I have done. What am I saying? A good soldier finishes the course and keeps the faith. Whatever has been committed into the hand of a good soldier finishes, concludes the matter, and move on to the next mission. Or rest before moving on to the next mission. A good soldier always finishes the course and keeps the faith. Acts 20:24. Can we read that? But none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to me, to myself. So that what? So that I may finish my race with joy. And the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus. What's the ministry? What's the mission? To testify to the gospel of the grace of God. We all have one mission. The main mission is for us to testify of the gospel of Christ. And as good soldiers, we must not abandon that cause. We must finish the race. Ask somebody by your side, are you a good soldier? A good soldier finishes the race. Let me tell the person, a good soldier finishes the race. Finish the race. A good soldier is always ready. A good soldier is always watchful. A good soldier is never caught unawares. A good soldier is instant in season and out of season. 2 Timothy 4:2. I want the church to read. Let's go preach the word. You discover that for all of us, the mission is just preach the gospel. Can we go again? Let's go preach. Be ready in season and out of season. Let's go. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long suffering, and a good soldier is always ready, not caught unawares. Instant in season, instant out of season. When he wake him up, he knows what to say. He's ever ready to preach the word of God. He's not cajoled. He's not moved by emotionalism. See the way we worship God this morning. See where we jump up and lift up our hands. After we have done all those things and we can't preach the gospel, what have we done? We have wasted our time. Our mission is to go. Our mission is to preach. That is why he made us supernatural. Gave us supernatural weapons. Made us supernaturally natural and naturally supernatural. And enlisted us into his army. We must not disappoint him. He has made us soldiers. And we need to always, always, and always be ready to preach his word. Can we check 1 Peter 3:15? 1 Peter 3:15. A good soldier is always ready. Always ready. But sanctify the Lord in your heart. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. See, sanctify yourself, your heart holy. Always be ready. When somebody come and asks you, this church where you go every time, you know they tire. Look at the last part. No, look at it. Be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is you. With what? With meekness and fear. So you know the tire. It's not the time to get angry. Hey, where's the waiting? Start charging. It's a time with meekness. Take advantage of that opportunity and make a case for the gospel. That we jump up and lift up our hands does not mean that we understand what we are doing. You must be discipled and have an understanding of the word so that you can readily give a defense of the gospel to anyone that asks of it. A good soldier is always prepared. 2 Timothy 2:4. 2 Timothy 2:4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him. Just be changing the translations for me. Move to another translation. A soldier on duty doesn't get caught up in making deals at the marketplace. He concentrates on carrying out what? Orders. No soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. Another translation. A soldier on active duty wants to please his commanding officer. And so does not mix up in the affairs. No wonder in the military era, they call us bloody civilians. You are not a bloody civilian. You are a soldier. Stop behaving like bloody. You know, we soldiers, when we see civilian behavior anyhow, it looks somehow to us. They are not serious people. You know that I'm a soldier now. Listen. Don't get entangled. It will soon be over. We will soon leave here. Don't get entangled. Don't let this world mess you up. How to survive. And the new craze in Nigeria. How to make money. Don't get entangled. You are a soldier. You belong to the king. And the king has promised to take care of you. Don't get entangled. Concentrate on your orders. Concentrate on the orders of the commanding officer. Don't get entangled. The commanding officer, Jesus Christ, is asking for total devotion. He's asking that you make the kingdom of God your priority. He's telling you that the world is temporal. Don't get entangled in it. A good soldier does not get entangled. Don't have one foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world. Weapons from both sides will destroy you. A good soldier does not do that. He is not entangled with the world. Do you know that the Roman soldiers of those age, they are not allowed to marry. They are not allowed to partake in any business. They are not allowed to trade. They are not allowed to farm. They are only allowed to concentrate on their military functions. You are a soldier. Remember the song you used to sing, "This world is not my home. I am just passing." I've forgotten the others. Because I don't like singing it. Always remember that we are on a journey. This is a passage. And as a soldier, this is a temporary abode. Don't get entangled, soldier. Help me tell somebody, don't get entangled, soldier. Call the person soldier. Say, soldier, don't get entangled with the bloody civilians. Do we understand? One of the first songs my daughter taught me. Are you in the Lord's army? You know the song. I've forgotten it. I will never. I am in the Lord. Are you in the Lord's army? Yes, sir. I will. Two sets of people that can sing it. People that went through children's department. People that have good parents to teach them. The other ones, during the time of children's department, they were running around, going to different places. We will sing it again. I want to see those people that need discipleship. But yeah, you are not singing. You need fresh discipleship. Are you in the Lord's army? Are you in the Lord's army? You can't sit down. But, I am in the Lord. Hello, you know some people want to deceive me. They stood up and were, but they were not singing. Have your seat. Remember this. You are in the Lord's army. Don't live like a civilian, lest you become a victim of the dart of a wicked one. Don't be entangled. Can we bow down and let's pray together? Can we just ask the Lord, help me not to be entangled with the affairs of this world? Help me. Help me not to be entangled with the affairs of this world, Lord. Help me not to be entangled. And for everyone entangled, Lord, I receive the grace of a release from every entanglement with civilian affairs. I receive the grace in the name of Jesus. It is only those who are born again that have given their life to Christ that are enlisted into the armies of the Lord. So all the advantages of a king being responsible for us, he is only responsible for men that are part of his kingdom and are in his army. And we join his kingdom by giving our life to Christ, by being born again. You are here this morning, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to be born again, so that he will enlist you into his army, bring you into his kingdom, translate you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, by the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. You want him to be responsible for you. He can only do that when you have yielded your life to him. And you are here this morning, you want to give your life to him so that he will enlist you into his kingdom, into his army, and translate you into his kingdom. Wherever you are, boldly, can you lift your right hand up? Boldly, you want to join the Lord's army? Can you lift your hands to him? We bless you. We thank you. Can I give you 20 more seconds to make up your mind? I want to join the armies of the living God. We thank you. Can we pray together? Lord, by your grace, I endure hardship. I overcome challenges. I advance. By your grace, I endure hardship. I overcome challenges and I advance. By your grace, by your empowerment, I endure hardship. I overcome challenges. I advance. We give you glory, we honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you lifted up your hand, you were given a card, please. There are some people waiting for you at the door. Stand up and see them there. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.